Masechta Sota, Daf Mem, five lines from the top of Daf Mem and Aleph, and we continue with the Gemara that started on Daf Lamed Tesamah Beis, where the Gemara stated, Bizmacha Kainim, Mevorchim Sa'am, Mayin Umrim, during the time that the Kainim was saying Bechas Kainim, what would the nation say, and what would the Israelim be saying? And as Rashi stated on Daf Lamed Tesamah Beis, Sheyur Mazbir Panim, Maidun Lefanav Al Bechasav, Lahari Shein Nechaslan, that Klaiso would say certain psukim in order to show that they desired the Brachais. And the Gemara brought three psukim that was stated during the weekday. There were three different psukim that was stated when we had Musaf, for example, on Shabbos and Yontif. And the Gemara then brought three other psukim that we say when there's a tainus, and therefore they would have Birchas Kainim by Mincha. And finally, at the top of that Mem Manalev, the Gemara brought three psukim that was stated by Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur when they would do Birchas Kainim. And the Gemara now continues, Hechel Imran, at what point during Birchas Kainim would they say these psukim? Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef states, Ben Kol Brachu Bracha, that they stated the psukim between each bracha. Rav Sheshes Amar, Baskar Hashem, and Rav Sheshes says that when the Kainim would mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, then they would read these psukim. And the Gemara now continues that although we just saw that the machlek is between Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes as to when you say the psukim, but the question is which psukim you would say at what point, and Pligi Bar Amari Rav Zvid, and on this machlek is between Rav Amari and Rav Zvid, Chadam Psukah L'Kav Psukah, and one said that we have three different psukim that we'd read for the three brachas, and after each bracha you would read one pasuk. So for example, after the Kainim would state Yivrecha Hashem V'Yishmerecha, then the Israelim would read one pasuk. After they continue and they say Yah Hashem Panim Alecha V'Yichunecha, the Israelim would read one pasuk, and then after they finished and they said Yisa Hashem Panim Alecha V'Yasam L'cha Shalom, the Israelim would read a third pasuk. And of course, that is according to the Shita Rabbi Yosef. However, according to Rav Sheshes, they would actually say the psukim when they mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chad Oma Akol Psuka Amul Hulakulu, and one says that at every single pasuk, then they would say all three psukim. So after Yivrecha Hashem V'Yishmerecha, they would read all three psukim. After Yah Hashem Panav Lechav Yichunekah, they would once again read the same three psukim. And after Yisa Hashem Panav Lechav Yasam Chasholim, the Israelim would once again read the same three psukim. And of course, according to Rav Sheshes, this would occur when the Kehanim would mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So for example, in the first bracha, when the Kehanim would say Hashem, when he's saying Yivrecha Hashem Yishmecha, then the Israelim would read all three psukim at that point. And the Gemara continues, Amar B'chir Ba'aba, Kol Imran B'gvulin Einan Alotaya, that even though we said you have to say the psukim, the only time that you would say the psukim is only when you hear Birchas Kainim in the Beis Hamikdash, as at that point they said the Shem HaMavirish. And as Rashi says, that the only reason for the Takana to say this psukim was as a covet to the Shem HaMyuchad, meaning the Shem HaMavirish, which was mentioned in the Beis Hamikdash. However, B'gvulin, where they used the Lashon of Adnas, as we learned before, they would not say these psukim. And some want to say that the machlek is between Rashi and Taisus, as Rashi seems to say that even though you don't have to say B'gvulin, but if you want, you can do so. And from Taisus Dilei Maskil, Kol Imran B'Gvulin Ein Le'el Atoya, it's mashmah that there would be an issa for a person to say these psukim when they're in Gvulin and when they're not in the Beis Hamikdash, I in Sham. And the Gemara continues, Amar B'Chinin Ba'Papa, Rab B'Chinin Ba'Papa will now argue on Rab B'Chir Ba'Abba, whereas Rab B'Chir Ba'Abba stated that you would say these psukim in the Beis Hamikdash, but not B'Gvulin. However, Rab B'Chinin Ba'Papa holds, Hey Da, the B'Mikdash Nami, Loimi B'Ilim Reminu, that even in the Beis Hamikdash, you would not say these psukim and you wouldn't say them in any place, as Klum Yeshlecha Ebe. And the reason is because it doesn't make sense that Klai Yisrael should be saying psukim while the Kehanim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are giving them a bracha, and they should stand there silently and listen to the bracha. And as Rav Chanina Bar Papa explains, you would never find where an Eved is receiving a bracha and he's not listening very intently. And the way that we just learned the Gemara is the Pashas HaDvarim. However, the Meiri actually explains the Gemara differently, and he explains Rav Chanina Bar Papa is not being chaylik on Rav Chanina Bar Abba, but he's actually bringing a riot to Rav Chanina Bar Abba, and he's saying that I agree with you that in the Beis Hamikdash you would actually say these psukim, and B'Gvulin you would not say these psukim. But my raya to this is that even in the Beis Hamikdash, really it's not proper to say these psukim, as Klum Yeshlecha Eved Shemavochna Yisrael Ve'Einu Mazin. However, L'maisa in the Beis Hamikdash, since you use the Shem HaMavirish, therefore it's proper to say these psukim in order to show respect to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the Shem HaMavirish. However, B'Gvulin, where you don't have the Svara, therefore it's improper for Klai Yisrael to be speaking and to be saying psukim while the Kehanim are giving them a bracha. And of course, L'fid Meiri, the Lashon Teda makes more sense than according to the way we learned our sugya. However, as we'll see in the next piece of Gemara, the Gemara will still use the Lashon Teda, and over there it's not mashm like the Meiri. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Bchinina, continues and states, Teda to Begvul Nami Vayelam Emrinu, that I hold that you even say this psukim even outside of the Beis Hamikdash, because Klumish Eved Shemavoch Leisay Ve'im Maz Beponim, do you find that the Eved is receiving a bracha from his master and he doesn't show appreciation for this bracha? And when Rashi on Daf Lamed Tesamah Beis explained the original point of the Gemara, Rashi brought down this svara, and he said, Ha'am mahim aymrim, sheyur masbir panim, maidul in front of al-bechaytsav, lahari shehin eichlis lahen. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ravo stated, Mireish havamin luhu, originally I would say the psukim, even though it was after the Churban HaBayis, and he wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash, and he was bigvulin, kivin chazin le Rab Abba demin Akka delay amluhu, but once I saw the Rab Abba from Akkai did not say these psukim, hananami le amin luhu, therefore I stopped saying these psukim as well. And the Gemara continues, Va'am Ravo also stated, Mireish havamina in Vasana, now originally I thought that I was an Anav, kivin chazin le Rab Abba demin Akkai, once I saw the mannerisms of Rab Abba from Akkai, the Amma Iyu Chataima, as he said one idea when he was giving a shir, Va'amma Mary Chataima, and the person who was supposed to be his maturgim and was supposed to speak out his shir, as the standard was when they didn't have microphones and had a large crowd, that the Magid Shir would say over the shir to an Amira, and that Amira would speak out the shir and make sure that everyone was able to hear it. And when Rabbi Abba bin Akkai actually said the shir, his Amira actually changed what he said, and he said his own ideas, and he didn't say over what Rabbi Abba bin Akkai said. And even though certainly that was a major chutzpah, however, like Kopid, Rabbi Abba bin Akkai was not Makpid, and therefore Ravo continues, Amina, Ladmin Vasana, no, that I realized and I stated that I'm really not such a great Anav, as I'm not in the Madriga of Rabbi Abba in Akai, and even though it sounds like Ravo was not an Anav at all, as he said, Mureish Havamina in Vesana Na, but of course we know, as the Gemara will state at the end of the Masechta on the Mem Testament Beis, that the Gemara states that Mishemes Rav Batla Nova, and Rabbi Yisus stated, Leitistei Anava de Ika Na, that you shouldn't learn that Anava was Batla when Rav died because I was still around, and therefore we see that this is not a Chasaran in Anivus, and the Ben Yehuda wants to say that in our Gemara, Ravo actually didn't say this, and he only thought this, and therefore it wasn't Chasaran in Anivus, and this is Meduik in the words of Ravo, as he states, Mureish Havamina, that originally I thought this, and he doesn't say that I actually said this. Now the Gemara stated that Ravo thought that he was a great Anav, and the Gemara asks, Umayim Visnu stated Ravo, where did we see the great Anivus of Ravo? The Amr La Debisu that married Ravo, because the wife of the Amir of Ravo stated La Debisu de Ravo to the wife of Ravo, Hadi Dun, Le Tzarech Le Dutcha, my husband really doesn't need your husband at all, V'hayd Gachim V'zokavalah, and the reason why he bends down to listen to Ravo is Yikar Ba'amahu Da'av. He's only trying to give cover to Ravo, but really he's not saying over the share of Ravo, and he's saying over his own chedushim. And Rashi explains, Yikar ba'amuhu da'avalei is actually the cover for the machas, sh'Ravo nasu panam beis ha'melech, as Ravo was someone who was very makurv and was close to the machas, k'naminim chagiga, nasoy panam k'goyim Ravo be'kesa, like Ravo, who was very close to the Caesar, was Sanhedrin aminon, da'avinafka mosra be'kesa le'ape, that the maidservants of the Caesar would come towards Ravo, u'misharim kameh, and they would sing in front of him, Rabbi Da'ame Midabin al-Umase, and we see that he was Mekurv l'Malchus, but from this story, we also see that he was less of an Anav than Rabbi Abba d'min Akkai, as the Amira of Rabbi Abba d'min Akkai actually changed his actual pshat, and he actually said something that Rabbi Abba d'min Akkai didn't say, and still Rabbi Abba d'min Akkai was not Makbid. However, Ravo's Amira never changed what Ravo said, and it was just his wife claiming that he changed what he said, and that he actually didn't listen to Ravo, and he said his own share, but l'maisa, that's not actually what happened, and therefore it wasn't such a major thing that Ravo was a Makbid. And the Gemara continues and completes the story. Ozla de Bisu, so the wife of Ravo went for Amr Leila Ravo and told this to Ravo. Amalon Ravo stated, my nafka lech mina, what do you care what she says? Mini yumine yiskal siloi, de la maisa between me and between my Amira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting covered, and it's irrelevant to me what his wife is claiming. And the Gemara continues to show us the anivus of Ravo, Bisu, and another case was Ravo imnu Rabbanu Leila lemin Mibresha. The Rabbanu decided to make Ravo to Rosh Shiva, Kivin Chazor Rabbi Abba d'min Akkai did not fish lechayves. Since Ravo knew that Rabbi Abba d'min Akkai had a lot of chayves and he didn't have money, Amulhu Ikurabba, so he told them, "There's someone greater than me, and you should make Rabbi Abba d'min Akkai to Rosh Shiva." And Rashi explains, "Am Ravo Islan Rabba Chacham Gadol V'roy Leishiv V'roy Shiyasim Menu." He told them that he is roy to be the Rosh Shiva, Kidei Sheyeshivu Broish, and he wanted to make sure that they would make him Rosh Shiva with nice lime monies, and they would give him presents, Mashirin Aisai, and they would make him wealthy, Kidei Sheyachashiv Yishmu. In order that people should consider him chashiv and they should listen to Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, that Kohen Agadol Me'achav Gadlu Mishalachiv, that Klai Yisrael has to give money and make sure that Kohen Gadol is wealthy in order for people to give him kavod, and the same then applies to a Rosh Shiva. And the Gemara continues, Ravo v'Rabchia bar Abba iklo lahu asra. Ravo and Rabchia bar Abba came to a certain town. Ravo darsh bagata. Ravo dashin agada. Rabchia bar Abba darsh b'shmeitza. However, Rabchia bar Abba was dashin halachis, as Rash says, halachis din. And the Gemara explains, Shavku kule amal Rav Chiya ba'Abba v'ozal gabi Ravo, that everyone left the shir Rav Chiya ba'Abba and they went to hear Ravo because he was talking about about a gata, and he wasn't talking about halachas. It wasn't such a pilpul shir. Some explained that these shirim were going on simultaneously, and even though some people started by the shir of Chiyuv Abba, that they actually walked out and they went to Ravo, and some say that Lemaisa had a choice between hearing a gata or hearing a drasha and shmaitza, and they chose to go to Ravo, but Lemaisa they didn't leave in the middle of the shir of Chiyuv Abba. But in any case, Chol Shtaite, Rav Chiyuv Abba felt bad, and Amalei, so Ravo said to Rav Chiyuv Abba, Em Shalcha Mashal L'ma'adah V'dayma, I will tell you a mashal that is similar to the following scenario. L'shnei b'nei adon, there are two people, Echa Mecha Avonim Tavis, one was selling jewelry, Ve'echa Mecha Minit Tzidkis, and one was selling needles and small items. And as Rashi says, Kli Malachis Nashim V'aniyim, Kagayim Plachim Machtim V'tzinarius. And Rav Abba continued, Al Mikaitzin, who will they run after, and who will have more customers? Loyal Zesha Mecha Minit Tzidkis, certainly the one that's selling these small items and needles will have more customers because they're more affordable. However, things that are precious diamonds don't have as many people that could afford it. And he was telling Rav Chiyuv Abba, although it's true that people are coming to me, however, that's because I'm dashing in easier ideas and I'm talking about Agata, and even the Hamayin Am could understand Agata. However, your shir is on a higher level and you're talking about pilpul, and that's why you don't have such a big crowd, but it's as if you're selling precious stones and jewelry. And the Gemara continues, Ravo still wanted Rav Chiyuv Abba to feel good, and the Gemara therefore continues, Kol Yom HaMalav Rav Chiyuv Abba L'Ravo, that every day Rav Chiyuv Abba, who was less chashan Ravo, would be malav him Adu Shpizeh until the place where Ravo was staying, Mishum Yikar to Bekesa, as he was giving him covered based on the fact that he was Makur L'Machas and he was close to the Caesar. Hahu Yoyma, however, on that day, Alvi Ravo Rav Chiyuv Abba Adu Shpizeh, Ravo made sure to escort Rav Chiyuv Abba until where he was staying and until his host, Vafilu Hachi Lo Yisaysev Dayt B'nei, and even though Ravo gave him such a covered and he told him this mashal, Rav Chiyuv Abba still was not settled and he was still upset about what occurred. And the Gemara continues that since we were discussing up until this point the idea of Bizman Shakrinim Mevarchas Ma'am Mahin Oimim, so the Gemara continued with a similar idea, and the Gemara asked Bizman Shashlich Tziba Oimim Maidim, at the time that Shlich Tziba is saying Maidim, and in those times the Shlich Tziba used to be mighty people with the entire Shemin Esrei, and the Gemara asked Ha'am Mahin Oimim, what would the nation be saying at that time? And the question is, why would the nation have to say anything if we know during the entire Shemin Esrei we don't say anything, we listen to the Chazin, and we answer Amen, and we Yaitse with Shemei Kaina, and there's a famous Avadram, where Avadram says, although generally you could be Yaitse with Shemei Kaina, however, B'negei Haida, and B'negei thanking someone, there's a need and a requirement for a person to use their own words in order to express their thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara will now bring five different Amrayim that go and say different ideas as to what you should say, and the end result, we're going to put them all together, and ultimately, this forms the Nusach of Maidun Rabbanon. And the Gemara begins, Amrav, Maidun Manachal L'cha, Shem L'keinu, Ashanu Maidun Lach, and as Rashi explains, that we're giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the fact that he gives us the ability to thank him, Asher Nasat B'Lubeinu, Lias Tevukim Bach, that we're attached to you, Umaydun Lach, and we're able to thank you. And the Gemara continues and brings a second Shita, Ushmul Am, and Shmul adds in, that you say, Maidun Nachlu Lach, Hashem Alakenu, Alakei Kol Basa, Asher Anu Maidun Lach, Rav Simaya, and Rav Simaya adds in, you add in, Yetzreinu Yetzu Bereshis, Asher Anu Maidun Lach, Nadai Amri Mishmeid Rav Simaya, Brachas Vaidai, Sushim Chagadol, Asher Chassanim Kiyam Tanu, Asher Anu Maidun Lach, that we give you bracha and we praise you to your great name because you keep us alive and you mekayim us, and therefore we're thanking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, Rabbi Acha B'Yakov Misayim Bahachi, Rabbi Acha B'Yakov actually ends off Maidra Abundan as follows, and not only do you thank Hashem for the past, but we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the future, and we say, Kein Chayinu V'Schaneinu V'Skapseinu V'Sesekol L'Seinu L'Chatzkot Shecha L'Shmuchu Kecha V'Lasu Tzenecha B'Lei V'Sholim Asher Anu Maidra Lach, that so should HaKadosh Baruch Hu keep us alive and give us chayin and gather us together from our gullies and bring us back to the base of Mikdash, and this way we'll be able to do the mitzvahs in the proper way, and we end off Ashanu Maidum Lach. And the Gemara ends off Amar Papa. Rav Papa therefore says, Hilkach Namrinu Lukulu, because we have these five different shitas of the Amrayim, and they're really adding on to each other, so we say all of them and we put them into one Maidun Rabbanon. And Ayin and Taisa Dido Maschal Ashanachtu Maidum Lach, that he brings from Yishalmi in the first parak of Brachis, and he brings multiple different things that you should say during Maidun Rabbanon, Ayin Sham. And Ayin and Rabbi Kivega in Gilin Ashas, Amar Papa Hilkach Namrinu Lukulu, and he brings Kainze Shabbos Daf Chav Chulin Daf Samechei Uvid Daf Ayin Vav and Beis. And aside from the three places that Rabbi Kvega brings over here, there are another six places in Shas where Papa says the lashon of Hilchot Nemrinu L'Kulu. My chaver Mordechai Naftali Eisenbach told me over from his father that because Rabbi Papa always tried to find ways to make shalom between the Talmid Chachamim and say that we should say all of the things that they said, therefore, based on the Gemara Masechta Shabbos that says Hay Mander Achum Rabbanon Havalei Benin Sur Rabbanon, and that's why at the end of every Masechta by the Siyam we say that Rabbi Papa had 10 children who were Talmid Chachamim, and this was Yischar, based on the fact that there were 10 times in Shas, we were a Papa stated, Hilchos L'Mirum L'Kulu, and he made Shalom between all the Talmid Chachamim. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, L'Ilum Tehin Emes Tzibo Alecha, and a person should always have the fear of the Tzibo on them, Sh'rei Kehanim Pneim Klapi Am, V'Achreim Klapi Eshchina, that we see the Kehanim turn towards the nation, and they have their backs towards the Shechina, and therefore we see how much covet a person has to give to the Tzibo. Rav Nachman says, we learned this from Pasuk in Divrei Yomim, where it states, V'Yakov Melech David Al Raglav, that David HaMelech stood on his feet, by Yoyim, and he said, Shemunei Achai V'Ami, and he said, listen, my brothers and my nation. And the Gemara asks, Im Achai Lama Ami, Bim Ami Lama Achi. Why would he say that they're my brothers if they're his nation? If they're his subjects, so why would he call them his brothers? And Amar Beleza, Amalam David Yisrael, David said to Klal Yisrael, Im Atam Shemuli, if you listen to me and you do the proper thing, Achai Atam, then you're my equal and you're my brothers. And he had Emas Tzibo, however, Vim Lav, if you don't listen to me, Ami Atam, then you're my subjects, Vani Roide Eskim Makal, and I'll force you to listen to me by using a stick. And Rashi says, Shemuni Achai V'Ami, Maziran Hoyle is not able to bet a kabayas of Bina Middosh, that David was telling Klal Yisrael that he should bring the Doveis for the Bet HaKabayis and to build a Beis HaMikdash, and he stated, Matam Shemuli, Li Yishleim Ilum Mokim, that you will listen and you'll follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Acha V'Chaveir Atam, Al Mahamelech, Eim HaTzibah Olav, Im K'sherim Heim. So we see, as long as the Tzibah were K'sherim, then even a king has to have Eim Tzibura. And the Gemara continues with the third Raya, Rabbanon Amri Mahachad, Rabbanon say, we learn from this Braisa, the Tanah Rabbanon, that we learned in the Braisa, Ein HaKayin Mishoyin La'alus B'Sad Lein L'duchin, the Kahanim cannot go to do Bechas Kaidim and to do Nesiyas Kapayim while they're wearing the sandals. And this is one of the nine takanas that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was misakin. And the Gemara asks, my taima, la mishum kavet tzibah, that the reason must be that you don't want to wear shoes when you're going to say bracha to the tzibah because of im tzibura. And on Rav Ashi says this is not a valid raya, because loi hasam shem nifskalei with tzibah besamlei. The reason why you're not allowed to wear sandals is because maybe one of your sandal straps will break, and v'hada azal mikrei, and you'll stop and you'll turn around and you won't go and do bechas kainim, as you will be busy fixing your sandals. And since he won't go and do Nesiyas Kapayim, V'Amri, and people may say Ben Grusha Ben Chlutzu, that potentially he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chlutzu. And even though certainly we learned earlier that the only time that's a chash that maybe a Ben Grusha Ben Chlutzu is if you never go in Duchen, and this is only a one-time thing. However, L'maisa, people may be choshish, and therefore V'yisim Nekiyim Hashem Yisrael. And although L'maisa, the Gemara comes out that we don't have a raya for this memra that there is a concept of Emsel de Sibura, however, the Havmin Gemara was that by the fact that a Kohen can't wear sandals, that we see that there's a concept of Emsel de Sibura. And Rashi explains, "Bin Pleishe Mistalkin Begodav Hasuin Lemidase Bagbaz Yodav V'Niroz Samlo L'Sibah." That when the Kohen is duchening and lifts up his hands, so then his beged that covers the entire body will go up and lift up, and therefore people will be able to see the person's sandals. V'Hein En Ruin L'Rois B'Plei Titchaleim. And it's not proper for the Tzibah to look at the sandals of the Kohen while he's saying Beches Kohenim, because his sandals are dirty, and therefore that would not be covered at Tzibah. And the last Taisus on the Amud points out that we see from here that although a Kohen can't wear sandals, however, if someone else is in shul, they are allowed to wear sandals, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, which stated, b'medino eimo isa shalosh brachos, that outside the Beis HaMikdash, they would say Beches Kohenim as three separate brachos, and they would answer amen between each of the brachos. Over Migdash, however, in the Beis HaMikdash, bracha achas, they would only have one bracha, and it would be a continuous bracha. And as Rashi stated in the Mishnah, l'fi she'eino inu b'migdash, vein tzor kan shum hafzik, v'hachim mefarash b'gemara. And we continue on daf memam beis, v'chol kach lomo, and why is it that you only had one bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, l'fi she'eino inu amin b'migdash, because we don't respond amin b'migdash, and therefore we only had one long bracha of yivrech Hashem yishmerecha, yah Hashem panav lecha v'chuneka, yis Hashem panav lecha v'yasim l'cha shalom. And the Gemara will now bring a braisa that in the Beis HaMikdash, instead of saying amin, they used to say baruch shem kved machus eloi levad. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the braisa, minayin she'eino inu amin b'migdash. How do we know that in the Beis HaMikdash we wouldn't answer amin? Shenema, as the pasuk states in Nechemya, kumu v'aruchu es Hashem alekecha min ha'ilam v'ad ha'ilam, you should stand up and you should bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu from now and forever. And Pashup Shad is that we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be benched in Eilam HaZeh as well as in Eilam HaBa. And as Rashi points out, B'Sefer Ezra Ksiv, this is stated in Sefer Ezra, which is really Sefer Nechemya, and Rashi always calls Sefer Nechemya a Sefer Ezra, She'kal Baruch Hashayim Baruch Hu B'Migdash, Kach Hashayim Baruch Hu, that every time that they made a Baruch Hu B'Beis HaMikdash, this is the way they say the Baruch Hu. As we say Baruch Atah Hashem Mogen Avram, in the Beis HaMikdash they would say Baruch Hashem Al-Kei Yisrael Min Eilam Ad Eilam Mogen Avram, and the same for Mechayim Esim, etc. And the Brisa continues, "Minayin shall call bracha bracha tehila." That how do you know by every single bracha you have to praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Shenama bracha shem kvedecha umroimam akol bracha usila. And we learn out akol bracha bracha ten latila. For every single bracha we should praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And in the Beis Hamikdash, instead of saying amen at the end of the bracha, they would say bracha shem kved machusa leilam vaed. After the shliach tzibur would say the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and would say the shem Hashem. And I in top tesis with tesis bothered dalachira. How could you tell me that the reason why we only have one bracha? Beis Hamikdash is lefishe inoin am b'mikdash, but tema v'aloi hayoin in baruch shem kvei machusel el neved shai shem shem hakadosh. The lemaisa they would respond and say baruch shem kvei machusel el neved when they heard the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And if so, that was even a longer hafsek, and therefore there were actually three different brachas in the Beis Hamikdash as well. And six lines before the end of Taisus states v'shem hayoin in baruch shem kvei machusel el neved la'alta shai shem shem hanichpar v'anoya. That right away when they heard the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they would respond baruch shem kvei machusel el neved v'loi mamtina at seif hapasuk. And they wouldn't wait until the end of the pasuk. And since they actually didn't make a break between every single pasuk, therefore, even though there was definitely a break when they said baruch shem kvei machusel el neved, however, we still consider it one bracha, as opposed to outside the Beis Hamikdash where they said amen between every single pasuk. There, specifically, it was completely separated, and it was considered as three different psukim, and potentially it's treated as three different separate mitzvahs. And we begin the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah is going back on the Mishnah that we had on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We had stated that Ilan Amarim B'Lashon HaKadosh, the following eight things were stated specifically in Lashon HaKadosh, and the fifth one was Birchas Kohen Gadol. And the Mishnah starts, Birchas Kohen Gadol Ketzad. What are we referring to when we discuss Birchas Kohen Gadol? And the Mishnah explains, Chazan HaKnesses Neitel Sefer Torah, the Shamish of the Beis HaKnesses that was in the Beis Hamikdash, took the Sefer Torah after the Kohen Gadol finished Avodah of Yom Kippurim, V'Neisnel Rashi HaKnesses, and he gave it to the Gabbai who took care of the Beis HaKnesses. And as Rashi says, the difference between the Chazan HaKnesses Rosh HaKnesses is Chazal Knesses Shamish HaKnesses Shetireach Iskar Knesses Olav Lahachlis Lohitzi Lahavshes Ativa Ulahachin Akol and Rosh HaKnesses Apiv Nechtochin Divrei HaKnesses, and he decides Mi Yafte Binavi Mi Yifrei Sal Shema Mi Yerid Lefnei Ativa. The Mishnah continues Rosh HaKnesses Neisen L'Skan, and then the Gabbai takes the Sefer Torah and gives it to the Skan Kohen Gadol, whose job was to be available as an alternate Kohen Gadol if the Kohen Gadol became possible and couldn't do the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. The Skan Neisen L'Kohen Gadol, and then the Skan took the Sefer Torah and gave it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol Omer Mekabel, and the Kohen Gadol will now stand up and be Mekabel the Sefer Torah, the Kohen Achri Mois for Achbasa, and will read from the Pash of Achri Mois all the different Avedis of Yom Kippurim. And while the Metagrim is being Metagrim, the last Pasuk of the Avedim Yom Kippurim, he quickly turns to Achbasa, which is a few Pesukim later, which starts in Parakov Gimel, Pasuk Chafav through Lamed Beis, and that speaks about the Mitzvahs of Yom Kippurim. And as Rashi points out, the Inkan Shoyz Kadesh Yavsek HaTogman, and since there won't be even any time that the Metogma will finish and the Kohen Gadol will not yet be ready to read from Ach Be'asa, therefore there's no problem of Kavod HaTzibur and there's no problem of Tichat Tzibura. And Rashi continues that even though the Kohen Gadol will still have to read from the Musafim in Pashas Pinchas regarding Yom Kippurim, however, since the Pasha of the Musafim is in Pashas Pinchas and is much further away from Ach Be'asa, and they won't be able to roll the Sefer Torah to that point prior to Metagim finishing saying and translating the Pesukim that he just read of Ach Be'asa, therefore it's not Kavod HaTzibur to make the tzibur wait, and it's tech the tzibura, and therefore, even though we generally have an issa that dvarim shebiksavi atel oimer al peh, however, the kohen gadol will still read the pasha musafim bal peh, and the mishnah continues v'geilas hatera, and then they do glila on the sefer Torah u'minicha b'chekai, and the kohen gadol holds on to the sefer Torah va'oimer, and he states yosim imasha kriisim fenechem kasukan, that more than I read in the sefer Torah is written in the sefer Torah, and you should know that even though in a moment I'm about to read a pasha from Pashas Pinchas, and I'll read about the kabbonis that it states in Bamidbar. However, based on Tichlis Tzibura, I won't go and read it from the Sefer Torah, but you should know that certainly this is written in the Sefer Torah. And then it continues, and then he reads from Pashas Pinchas, which speaks about the Kabbonis Hayayim, and starts, and as Rashi says, you should not think that this is something that's lacking and it's not written in the Sefer Torah, and that's why I'm rolling it up, that this third Pasha is written in the Sefer Torah as well. And the Gemara now explains what the Birchas Kohen Gadol was, and after he completes all of this process and he reads from the Sefer Torah, the Kohen Gadol makes the following eight brachas, and the first bracha is al Torah. After he finishes reading the Torah, he says Asher Nasal on Torah Semes, and he ends off Baruch Atah Hashem Nisa Torah V'al Avodah, and since he's middle of the Avodah, so he says the bracha of Ritzei, and he ends off She'ischel Vatcha B'yir, and then he continues V'al Avodah, he says Moedim, and as Rashi says, because the pasuk says zevech teidich abneni, we know ein avoda b'lo yeda, and as Rashi states achas v'chayda, after one completes bringing kabbanis, he has to stay yeda to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and the kain gadol continues with the fourth bracha of al mechilas oven, as Rashi says he states atu b'chatanu, and you complete the bracha by saying melch meich v'silech l'avinisenu v'alavinis amen beis yisrael, etc. And then he says a fifth bracha of al migdash, as Rashi says you chaysim baruch hashem bracha b'migdash, and the kain gadol then makes a bracha al yisrael, and he is chaysim baruch habeicha b'am yisrael, and he then makes a bracha on yishlayim, and he is chaysim baruch hashem alakei yisrael min oilum v'ad oilum habeicha b'yishlayim, and the mishnah ends off hashat tefila, and the rest is tefila, and the gemara will explain what this means, and we begin the gemara shemas mina cholkin kavul talmud b'makom rav l'chayiv from mishnah. We see that when you have different people of different statures, they will still give cover to someone of small stature, even though there's someone greater than him over there. As Rashi says, Shema Minah, Cholkin Kavod Talmid, that Talmud Katan, that when you have someone that's a small Talmud, Chol Kavod Talmid Gadol, he'll give cover to someone greater than him, Va'afa Pisha Rav Sham, and even though the Rav is there and he's even greater than all of them, Ve'in Gnai L'Rav, that's not considered a Gnai for the Talmud Chacham, V'Stam Kamad Amu Cholkin, and this is a Stam Gemara, like the Man Amu who says Cholkin, the Plutti Beish Nechlin Gabi B'nai Slavchad, and this is actually Machlekes, B'nigayed B'nai Slavchad, in Gemara in Masechet Bava Basra. And how do we see this from the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah stated that the Chazan Knesset takes the Sefer Torah and gives it to the Reisha Knesset. The Reisha Knesset gives it to the Skan, and the Skan gives it to the Kohen Gadol. But l'chari, what really should happen is that the Chazan Knesset should take it and give it directly to the Kohen Gadol, because he's the person that has the greatest stature. And therefore, you see that Cholkin covered Lo Talmud B'makam Rav, and the Gemara states Amabaya Kul Mishum Kveidu Kohen Gadolu, that the entire process is based on giving cover to the Kohen Gadol, because we want to show that there's so many people that have lower stature than Kohen Gadol, and therefore it's not trying to show covered to a person with less stature than the Kohen Gadol, it's just trying to give covered to the Kohen Gadol himself, and the entire process gives even more covered to the Kohen Gadol. As we're showing, look how many steps it takes us to get to the Kohen Gadol. We have to go from the Chazan to the Reisha Knesset to the Skan and finally to the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara continues, the Kohen Gadol Omer u'mekabel v'kari, the Kohen Gadol will stand up and be mekabel the Sefer Torah and read from the Sefer Torah. And the Gemara is medayik Omer mechlal de Yoshev Hu, by the fact that he stands up, it's muchach that he was sitting up until this point. And the Gemara asks, v'amemar and yeshiva b'azara el machabes dovid v'ad, that the only ones that are allowed to sit in the azara are only machabes dovid. And as Rashi says, that Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed the machabes dovid to sit in the azara shechol klam amakim kavod laharis shemalchus shleima, in order to show that the machus of beis dovid was a legitimate machus as opposed to machis Yisrael and the machus beis chashmenai. The Gemara brings a makash, and as the pasuk states in Shmuel beis vayover amel dovid vayeshiv v'nei Hashem vayomer mi enoichi, etc. And l'maisa we see that Dovid HaMelech sat in the base of Migdash, and I entice that he bothered that the Lashon of the Gemara is V'Omemar, which is Mashmah, we have this member in somewhere in Shas, and Taisa says, Lo Yadati Mekoymai, I'm not certain exactly where this is coming from, and I entice we bring from the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Adav Kufa Avav Mbez, B'Negei Yeravim Ben Avot, that Yeravim Ben Avot did not want to go to the Azara, and did not want to be Oile Regal, and therefore he made laws that people can't go to be Oile Regal, and he set up soldiers and officers to make sure that people would not be able to go and be Oile Regal, as he knew that someone that's a Melech Yisrael could not sit in the Azara. And when people go to the base of Migdash and they will see that he won't be able to sit in the Azara, they will realize that he's an illegitimate king. The Gemara answered, Kedem Rav Chista Bezuz Nashim, Hachinari Bezuz Nashim, just like we'll find in a moment, Rav Chista will say that we're talking about Bezuz Nashim. Over here also, we're talking about the Kohen Gadol sitting in the Bezuz Nashim. And Ein Chanami, since the Bezuz Nashim was not considered part of the Kodesh and had the same Kedusha as the Harbayas, and it was considered Machni Yisrael and not Machni Levia, therefore there was no problem for the Kohen Gadol to be sitting in the Ezra's Nashim. And the Gemara continues, Meisvei Alessio Kasha, and Rabbi Tzal Ranchberg brings down on the side of Gemara that we shouldn't be gurus the word Meisvei, and this is just a raya the Tanya as we learn to the Braisa. And most learn that this Braisa is talking about where the Melech comes to the Azara and is reading from the Sefer Torah on Sukkot, which is the year following Shemitah, on the 8th year of the Shemitah cycle. And some learn that the Braisa is talking about a Kohen Gadol that was reading on Yom Kippur. And the Braisa is Vehechin Kohen Boy, and from what spot in the Beis HaMikdash would the Kohen Gadol or would the Melech be reading from the Sefer Torah? And the Tanakhama states Ba'azara, he did this from the Azara, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Harabayis, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov states that it was from the Harabayis. And we continue on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov continues, and he brings a raya, Shenema says in the Pasuk in the Chemyo, Ba'yuku boy lefnei rechoy v'ashil lefnei ashar hamayim. But the Maisa we see that the Melech would read in the Azara, and if the Melech would read in the Azara, then likely the Kohen Gadol would also read in the Azara. And Lechoy, once again, the Gemara is asking that how could it be that the Kohen Gadol would sit in the Azara until the Sefer Torah reached him? And Amar Rav Chista, and this Bryce, Rav Chista explained that when the Tanakhama stated that he read it from the Azara, it only was read Bezus Nashim, and it was not read in the actual Azara, and that's why the Kohen Gadol was able to sit up until the point that the Sefer Torah reached him, and then he would get up and be makabel the Sefer Torah and read from Parshas Acharei Mos. And l'chayr tzarich bira that l'chayr according to Rav Chisda that the Melech would read from the Ezra's Nashim. So why was Yerovam ben Nevat nervous about going to be Eil Regel if l'maisa there is no issa for him to sit in the Azara at all and let him just sit in the Azara, just like the Kohen Gadol was able to sit in the Azara as well, but tzarich bira, and we will stop over here.